Say stuff, that's who's the music.
Say stuff, that's who's the music.
Say stuff, that's who's the music.
Did you notice?
Oh, no sound effects. Just
pure music. I got inspired today. The music was so good. I was like, boom, I don't even need sound effects today.
You got inspired. You were just lazy.
No, sure, what? Huh? It's as easy to pull sound effects as it is music. I don't understand.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I'm not used to you concentrating on your work. I'm just not used to it.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to the concentration I put in. 20 hours a day.
I've never heard these pieces of music. Let's see what comes out.
In the year 2025, every man, woman and child in this country will have extra cake in their diet. We go undercover and investigate the Jacobs factory and look around the machines and see if we can find old fig rolls, and then we put them in a bag and then we take them home.
Every boy and girl has got it going on. I'm sticking on Talbot Street in a shopping trolley. I licked a hobo. I licked a hobo. Yeah, Talbot Street posse.
Ever wondered where a coffee bean comes from? So did we. That's why we invented Cacharach. It's a coffee biscuit you put into your eye socket after death.
Buying a new home isn't everything it's cracked up to be. That's why we invented super policy. All you gotta do is attach the policy to your wife's face. Then walk in the front door of your favorite new home. Super policy from Crash Fingers. Come on!
Joey, if I believed you could do that, I would never have taken you here to my mama's house.
Yeah.
Just relax, Paul.
Every night is party night at Crimson Factory. It's a drag hole on the edge of town.
I don't even know what that is.
In the days of my father, there were many times he tell us to go into the next village and collect all the TV licenses. I told him to get stuffed. We don't even have TV.
Last one.
It's me.
We are Mumford and Sons. I don't know why. I assume the band are really smelly and they never shower. I've never even seen a picture of them, but I imagine they've got dreadlocks. I wouldn't sit beside them on a bus, and I know they pull dogs around on pieces of twine.
You're listening to Dermot and Dave
on 98 FM.
Dave and I are always surprised at how many people text us and tweet us about dreaming about Dermot and Dave.
It's unbelievable.
A lot of you have very strange dreams about Dermot and Dave. In fact, it's usually Dave.
It is.
And a lot of women have dreams about hunky Dave.
They just dream about what they can't have.
Well, we got a tweet from Maurizio, and he sent us a tweet saying, had a dream that Dermot Whelan and Dave were making a buddy cop TV show and they hired me to carry their luggage around. Which is
a great idea.
Really weird.
It is weird.
We're not sure why cops would need luggage, but hey, that was in his dream. So we decided to turn dreams into reality and actually get Maurizio to star in this show that we're about to make, and he's on the phone. Now, one thing I want to know before we start, do you dream about us often?
Yes, I do.
No, in fairness, you do log your dreams in front of you. I'm fascinated by this kind of stuff. But you do,
Yeah.
I hope we've been nice to you in your dreams, have we?
Oh yeah, except for having to carry your bags around.
Right, well, Maurizio, are you ready for your you can actually say this, your actual dream to come true? Do you want to be part of Dermot and Dave's Buddy Cop Show?
I want to be part of the Buddy Cop Show, yes,
right,
I do.
Okay, you have your script. Here we go.
Okay.
One was Dermot, the other guy was Dave. They were radio DJs and cops for some reason. In a way, they were radio cops.
More, Whelan, my office, now.
What's up, Chief?
You guys are off the case.
Huh?
Off the case? You're off your case.
You can't take us off the case. Just give us 24 hours.
You're a couple of renegade cops who don't know when enough is enough. You crashed a helicopter into a shopping centre.
First of all, that was Crumlin Shopping Centre, which is closed and a kip.
And it wasn't a helicopter. It was a wheelchair we stole from the coom. High five.
Give me your badges and your guns.
We don't have guns.
Fine. Give me your badges and your Tesco club cards.
No, for God's sake.
Chief, you can't take them off the case. They're the best cops in the damn city.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Maurizio. The guy's hiring me to carry their bags.
What bags?
Mostly plastic bags of red wine and whiskey.
I told you I have a cold. I need to drink whiskey all the time.
And the red wine?
To go with our cheese platter in our other bag.
You better put them back on the case, Chief.
Oh, what?
Or I'll shoot everyone in this place with this.
A cheese platter?
Oh, sorry. I'm sure I had a gun in here. Here it is.
Just take it easy, Maurizio.
From now on, you call me the bag man.
Okay, the bag man.
No, wait. Just drop it there.
Okay, bag man. You got another 24 hours.
Oh,
thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
And hey, bag man.
Yeah.
You're the best damn bag man on the force.
Thanks, Chief. Just doing my job.
Radio cops. What do you think, Maurizio?
Thank you for making my dream come true.
Oh, anytime.
98 FM with Dermot and Dave.
Now on the N3, slow approaching Marion Gates from Vincent's Hospital. Also,
just to amuse me, can you say busy boo boo wherever you see busy?
Okay,
just see what it does.
Things are busy boo boo outbound on the N1 at the moment. Along the Grand Canal, traffic is also busy boo boo intermittently westbound from Ranelagh to Harold's Cross.
It's better than I could ever have dreamed of.
Delays have eased on the N3, however. Things, though, a little bit busy boo boo approaching the Marion Gates from Vincent's Hospital on the Marion Road. Delays have also eased from Tara Street onto the South Quays up to Burr Quay.
Tara.
Where traffic is reduced to two lanes for roadworks and things a little busy boo boo around there. Finally, there are busy boo boo delays on the M50 northbound exiting at Lucan. Southbound traffic is doing well. You're an idiot. 53981 is our text line. Also, the number you should
even go and see it.
Okay, so, well, I haven't seen any movies worth reviewing recently, but I did think that if you gave a quick non-plot spoiler Star Trek review, I could also tell you about two trailers to movies I saw today, which sound very interesting.
And oh, you're reviewing the trailers?
No, I'm not reviewing. Just kind of letting people know in case they haven't seen them.
If you see one trailer this year.
Trailers are important. They're big business.
Oh, sure. Right, for Limerick. We know all about them.
You know? Huh? So go on. Star Trek Into Darkness.
Star Trek Into Darkness is excellent. I am a Trekkie and I thought it was great. Benedict Cumberbatch, whatever the hell his name is an excellent villain.
Benedict. I mean, come on. Make some effort.
Cumberdick Benderpatch.
His name is Benedict. It's a normal enough name. Ben. Ben with the weird surname.
Did you come Benderpop? Did you come Benderpop?
Anyway.
He's the best villain ever. Spock is really cool. I went to see it in Cineworld in the IMAX 3D, yeah. And that was definitely a brilliant way to see it. So I love the new franchise of Star Trek anyway.
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, I know. My missus loved the last Star Trek, and I'd say she'd really love this one too. I thought it was really good.
You didn't take her?
I know. I went with my friend Cahill.
Ooh.
Mandate stuff.
Okay, so out of 10?
I would give it 4 stars out of 5.
Right, ignoring the out of 10 that Dermot and Dave established there. I'm just going straight for the 4 out of 5. You couldn't have said 8 out of 10 just to humour me?
Dave, in the industry, nobody reviews movies out of 10. It's always out of 5.
Really, because your man Roger Ebert just like used to do thumbs. Two thumbs up, one thumb.
I give it 4 dermo smiley faces.
And a thumb?
No.
No, okay. 98 FM.
Oh dear, you sound like you need one. 1,260 quid, that's what it's worth, the 90 FM secret sound. What do you think?
I don't know, I'm probably totally wrong, but is it when you're on a website and you click to the next page and it goes tick? I don't know, I'm probably mental, am I?
Well, you've been locked in with a sick child for 3 weeks. You're just hearing noises that don't exist. Gillian, it's a lovely noise, but it's not the right one, I'm afraid.
Oh. That's okay.
Hard
thank
job.
You so
we
much.
Hope your little fella gets better soon.
Oh, thank you.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Love you both. Bye.
Love you too. Oh, I feel all warm and mushy.
Mairead, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing, lad?
Doing very well.
Yeah,
somebody just said they loved us. Do you love us?
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's an honest answer right there, because it was yes. So what am I getting myself into?
God, I've heard that a million times from
a
woman.
I think you're great guys. Think it's a great program.
Well, that's enough for us, I tell you.
It's not for me. I want more.
What is the 90?
You're not getting more.
Good girl, Marae. What is the 90 FM secret sound?
I'm hoping that it is, you know, in the old cards when you press the button for the glove compartment and then it opens really slowly.
Yes, the fancy slow release ones.
Yeah. You know when you press the button and it goes down, then it gets a click thing.
Oh, hey, Marae, we know well what you're talking about.
Has any of you ever put a pair of gloves in a glove compartment?
I might have won.
I have a pair of gloves in my glove compartment right now.
I knew you would. You're so annoying.
Sorry.
Do you have a parcel on your parcel shelf?
No, my parcel shelf is broken and it disappoints me greatly. I can't carry parcels around.
Do you have boots in your boot?
No. Listen, come here to me, Marae.
Yeah?
Sorry, it's wrong.
I figured. But it's a really hard one. I wish the person who wins it had a lot of luck, because it's a really hard one and it's been going on for ages now.
That's what we like.
If you said you loved us, you may have won.
No, I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have. See you, Marae.
All right, boys, thanks for
the video. Bye. And finally, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly Doherty from Ballyfermot, who's out shopping.
Where are you shopping, Kelly?
Well, I'm on the way home. I was in town looking for a present earlier on, so I'm just on the way home now.
Any luck? Did you get what you needed?
Yeah, I did. I made a stop at the clearance counter, so plenty of gift spots.
I told you I was a medium. I mean, what more information do you want?
He's a medium in Clarins cosmetics.
No, I don't work in any beauty counter at all.
No?
Okay.
No, I work in a bookies.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean you can't wear good quality moisturiser. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Listen, we'll get to the bottom of this now, Kelly. What's the 90 FM secret sound?
Is it a grandfather clock?
What are the odds, do you think, of that being right?
How many million to one, I'd say?
Well, there's three people on the phone, so arguably you had a 3-1 chance of winning this money tonight.
A 3-1 chance of winning, but a 3-1 chance of winning with a wrong answer. So the odds of how many, like, it could be anything in the world, so there's millions of choices of what it could be.
She's not wrong.
I don't know.
About her mathematics. She is, however, wrong, unfortunately, Kelly, about the 90 FM secret sound. Listen, thanks a million for playing.
Sorry, thanks, bye.
See you later, bye-bye.
Not sure about that. That was in-match betting there. Which we've never had that before. No. For 90 FM secret sound.
Ray Winston's here to tell you that the latest odds are on your radio right now. Have a gander at that. You like what you see?
That's a very convincing ad. I nearly went on and started doing in-match betting.
You are one of the most influenced people I know. I could dangle something in front of your eyes and say, eat that, and you're like, all right, I
don't
will.
Be dangling that now. Thanks very much. 98 FM secret sound with German and
Imagine.ie for more.
It's time for Dermot and Dave to do our bit for the economy.
Dermot and Dave's jingly bits on 98 FM. Making funny jingles for your business. Send us a text and we'll write a song. But don't blame us if we get it wrong. This is Dermot and Dave's jingly bits.
So jingly bits is where we get your text in 53981 and then in the space of two songs, try our damnedest to write, record and produce a jingle for your business.
That's right.
Just like we did on Tuesday.
Fionn O'Connoran, how are you, Fionn?
Not too bad.
Your business is where?
It's on a Longmore Road in Dublin Falls.
What's it called?
Phone Genie.
And what do you do?
We fix mobile phones, mainly iPhones, so you can come down with your own.
Okay, so the old, I dropped it in the pool on holidays, I was drunk and it fell in the toilet. You guys fix those kinds of things, smash screens, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but it's dropping in the toilet, don't bring it in.
Fair point, Fionn, fair point.
And you only just opened?
We opened there on the 4th of May, officially.
The 4th of May, my mother's birthday was meant to be. It's a good omen, I think.
Because nothing says iPhone like Mrs. Whelan.
Okay, so Phone Genie, Long Mile Road, you fix phones. I think we have enough there, Fionn.
Yeah, sure, go on.
Here we go. Phone Genie jingle, 90 FM's Jingly Bits with Dermot and Dave.
I was flying on my magic carpet into town. I was drinking cans of Bulmers and my phone fell on the ground.
My phone!
The screen was smashed, the battery fell out. I swore a lot until I heard somebody.
My
the owner, Fiona, is a sweetie.
My
he's gonna fix your phone.
Fix my phone. My phone.
Your phone will never look so shiny.
My phone.
And the price tag will be tiny.
My phone.
Where can you find this guy?
Let me run.
Phone genie.
Dermot and Dave.
Dermot and Dave on 98 FM.